Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen. We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
More water, more nutrients. That's it. At last, my Doofy-Dill is perfect.
Doofy-Dill? I thought this was a flower.
A Doofy-Dill is a flower, but not a silly flower. The greatest flower ever grown. Platycors for gardenia. We have a flower contest to win.
Beautiful. Your happiolus looks really happy.
It's gonna be even happier when I win the contest.
Don't be so sure, Inez. My tutulip can dance. Sort of.
My plant can't do anything.
That bug likes it.
Oh, shoo! Go away. Oh, who am I kidding? My Dizzy Daisy is a disaster. I just don't have a green thumb.
No problemo. We can paint it.
No, Didge. Having a green thumb means you're good at growing plants.
Wow! Let the royal flower contest commence.
Wait!
Hacker?
May as well go home, Earth Brats. The winner is here. Thank you very much.
We'll see about that.
Oh, yes, we will.
And now, the winners of this year's contest. Most fragrant flower goes to the nose rose.
Most fragrant? Ah! I think it stinks!
The award for best buds goes to the tutulip!
Yay!
Hey, that's right! That's me!
They should give us that award.
Yeah, we're best buds.
And now, the winner of the tallest flower in cyberspace. Will it be the Happyolus? Or the Doofy-Dill?
No contest! Got the winner right here!
I will commence the measurement.
Really? You're measuring with leaves?
You can measure with anything as long as you use the exact same unit of measure again and again. Like my perfectly proportioned leaves. Is that clear, Mr. Hacker?
That's the Hacker to you, if you don't mind.
Oh, but I do. So, this Doofy-Dill is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 leaves high.
Yes!
Clearly, the tallest flower. I'll take the trophy.
Patience. We still have another contestant. Bring forth the Happyolus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 leaves high.
What? I demand a remeasure.
The measurement is final. The Happiolus is the tallest flower.
Great job!
Woohoo!
Doesn't my toofy tail win anything?
Your flower wins honorable mention.
Yay! Honorable mention!
Honorable mention? This is an outrage!
Yeah, an outrage!
Outrage.
How dare they insult me and my flower with such an insulting insult? There, Daddy's doofadil. You're no one's honorable mention.
I think it's an honor just to be mentioned.
I'd like to be mentioned just once, maybe. My turn to wear that.
No, it isn't. Me.
No,
no,
give
me.
It back.
No,
I want the whole thing.
Quiet, you bickering bots. We're almost there.
Where are we, boss?
Jungolia. A cybersite with plant species never before seen in Gardenia.
Plants? Are we entering another contest?
Ooh, maybe we'll win another honorable mention ribbon.
Don't ever say those words again.
Which ones? Honorable mention?
Zip it!
Yes, boss.
Looking.
Ew, what's that smell?
Aha! Behold the funky flower.
Woo, that is one stinky plant.
It is, and it's perfectly happy here. But when I bring it to someplace new, like Gardenia, Gardenia might not be so happy.
Why? What will happen?
This stinky but happy little plant will become an invasive species.
And what happens if that happens?
It will spread all across Gardenia. It will crowd out the other plants. It will block the sunlight and drink all the water.
And you're only taking one?
Trust me, one is all we need.
And now it is my royal pleasure to invite you to plant your magnificent plants right here in Gardenia for all of cyberspace to visit and admire.
Yay!
Excuse me, Your Majesty, but is it safe to do that?
Well, we've never had a problem before, dear.
I mean, will anything bad happen to your plants?
We make sure plants that come from other sites are happy with those that have always lived here, and those that live here are comfortable with the new plants.
Well, you sure have enough sunlight.
And there is always plenty of rain for all. In fact, we're due for some right now.
Whoa!
Not to worry. The rain doesn't last too long in Gardenia. See what I mean? It's planting time!
We'll plant it here.
Who goes there?
We go there. Here. Just three flower lovers. And my, aren't you lovely flowers. Aren't they lovely?
Meh, I've seen better. I mean very lovely Borscht.
Yeah, beautiful. The loveliest.
Why don't you take a picture with these lovely flowers?
Ooh, yeah! Selfie!
Stand there.
Now bend a little closer.
My plan is genius.
Say cheese!
I can't see! Where did they go?
Oh, what's that smell? This is terrible.
Wibbly wobbly, I detect a foul odor.
What is that? And where is it coming from?
We must find out immediately.
Don't worry, Queen Mom. We're on it.
Follow that smell. Oh, found it.
The smell is definitely coming from this plant.
Unfortunately, yes.
What is it?
Never saw it or partook of its malodorous fragrance before today.
We believe it's a weed of some sort.
These flowers are wilting.
Who can blame them? It stinks here.
Well, if it's just a weed, let's pull it out.
Would it be okay to do that?
Wasn't here before.
Doesn't belong here, so it won't be missed.
I can't grow a plant, but pulling one out, that I can do. This is one tough weed.
Whoa! Did that just happen?
There was one stinky plant, and now there are two. Double ew.
I'll help.
Yikes! There were two stinky plants. Now there are 1, 2, 3, 4. Twice as many.
They smell double too.
Oh no! Now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stinky plants.
They doubled again.
I didn't touch them that time.
They're growing on their own.
We need more information. It's called a funky flower.
What a perfect name.
It can only be found in Jungolia.
Jungolia? Anything else?
It says if the funky flower is planted anywhere other than in Jungolia, it could become an invasive species.
Oh, no! Not invasive species! It can't be an invasive species!
Wait. What's an invasive species?
A plant that's taken from one place and planted somewhere else, but doesn't get along with the plants that are already there.
What happens when the plants don't get along?
Oh, this is not good! This is not good at all!
What? What does it say?
If a funky flower becomes invasive, it grows quickly, steals water, blocks sunlight, and crowds out other plants!
Yikes! Gardenia is in trouble.
We must save the queen! Move out!
You do realize we're planted in the ground, right?
Don't worry, we'll help.
I hate to say this, guys, but it looks like the funky flower has become an invasive species!
And it's growing towards the queen!
How close is it?
It still has a ways to go. I'll measure. It'll take forever to measure with this. Wait, the queen said you can measure with anything. Those hedges are the same size. I can use them to measure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The weeds are 8 hedges away from the queen.
at 7.
The funky flower is spreading.
I guess gardenia isn't so happy.
I guess not. Soon it will crowd out all of the plants and flowers, including Queen Mum.
But, boss, if that happens...
Yes?
Who's gonna be the leader of gardenia?
Me, of course. And with my invasive species doing all the work, those earth brats can't stop me! I'll be king of gardenia! Yum.
The weeds are 6 hedges from the queen.
The other plants and flowers are getting pushed out. They have no space to grow.
Guys, calm down for a sec. Let's observe what's happening and see if we can figure out what to do.
We better observe first.
If we could just stop the roots from moving, maybe they'll stop growing.
But how?
When we had a new puppy and didn't want her to run out of the yard, we put a fence around it.
A fence? That's it!
We can use these rocks.
All right, Cyber Squad, let's build a fence.
What are they doing?
Hold on!
Seeds! Ooh. Ow. Ooh.
Oh, no!
Now the seeds are growing into plants!
Didge, how close are we to the queen?
The weeds are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hedges away! And moving fast!
We need a new plan, and fast!
Yikes! Only 4 hedges away from the queen!
These poor flowers are so dry. They need water.
Where's rain when you need it? We need more than that!
Didge, how close now?
3 hedges! I'll warn Queen Mum!
We have to do something. I can't get through! These roots are really strong!
Oh, it's no use, Matt. The roots are everywhere. We'll never stop them all!
Give it up, Earth Rat!
Hacker?
You can't stop the funky flower!
You did this?
You bet, your honorable mention I did. Soon gardenia will be mine!
Mine too. But mostly the boss's.
Yeah, probably like, you know, all of it would be his. Yeah.
The weeds are gonna reach Queen Mum any minute now! Come on!
I suddenly feel so thirsty.
Yikes! Hang in there, Queen. Better?
I'm still thirsty.
The Queen's not getting enough water!
Whoa! It's here! My two tulip!
My happy Olus!
At least we still have sunlight.
We're surrounded!
Wow! The funky flowers are growing taller.
I feel a bit chilly.
Oh no, they're blocking the sun.
I must have water and sunlight.
Maybe we can cut them down. Didge, do you have any clippers?
It's the best I can do.
It's not working!
We need ideas!
Wait a minute. Motherboard, I need a portal to Jungolia, quick!
Jungolia?
Why?
Be right back!
Jax!
Oh, no!
Gardenia is almost mine.
Yay! You did it, boss!
You took over your first cyber side! Hooray!
Finally, I beat those Earth brats!
Don't give up, Queen.
Jackie will be right back. I know she will.
Yes, we mustn't give up. We must always have hope.
Wow! What are these things?
Not just any bugs. Meet the funky flower beetle. They come from Jungolia and only eat one thing.
Funky flowers!
It's lunchtime!
Tell me this is not happening! Tell me this is not happening! My invasive species! Destroyed! Demolished! Those Earth brats did it again!
But it was a good try, boss.
Yeah! Here, you deserve honorable mention. No!
All the funky flowers are gone!
And Motherboard is taking the beetles back home to Jungolia.
Now Gardenia can regrow and be healthy again.
Thank you, Cyber Squad. You saved Gardenia.
Anytime, Queen.
And Jackie, for your extraordinary knowledge of plants and flowers.
And bugs.
Yes, and bugs. I award you the highest honor in all of Gardenia, the Green Thumb.
What do you know? I guess I have a green thumb after all.
Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
One of my favorite things to drink is iced tea, the kind without any caffeine. It's not loaded with sugar like soda. To make it really flavorful, I love to add fresh mint. I bought the last bunch the store had. Oh no! It's all dried up. I can't use this. The grocery store often runs out. It's time to take matters into my own hands.
Hi, Uncle Harry.
Hi, I'm so glad you could meet me here. This place is amazing.
I know.
How does a community garden work?
Well, the city owns it, but people who live in the city share it. My family joined so we could use that plot over there.
That's awesome. I'm so glad I'm in your family so I can use it too. What are you doing? I thought the point was to grow pretty plants, not get rid of them.
This plant is called Hatunia.
Hot tuna?
Hatunia. Although, it just so happens that its nickname is Fishman, because it tastes like fish.
How strange.
Even though it looks pretty, Hatunia is a very destructive weed, an invasive species that's not originally from New York.
I'm not originally from New York. What's the problem?
Invasive species can be really harmful. They take over an area, like these weeds, and they use so much space, food, and water that none of the other plants can grow.
Well, I'm glad you're making the garden safe for what I want to plant. I want to plant some mint so I can make delicious iced tea.
Uncle Harry.
I brought these seeds to plant. The package says if I plant today, the leaves should be ready to harvest in 12 weeks.
Excuse me, Uncle Harry.
Today's September 1st, so I need to count off 12 weeks. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That means the mint should be ready to harvest around November 24th.
Uncle Harry, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but now is not the time to plant seeds outside that need 12 weeks to grow. The days, they're getting shorter and cooler, and there's gonna be a frost before November 24th.
I didn't realize that.
There's another problem.
What?
Come with me. What do you see here?
Beautiful plants and flowers.
What don't you see here?
Money growing on trees.
That's true, but there also isn't any mint.
Why?
Well, mint is an invasive species that's not welcome in community gardens.
Oh no, that's truly terrible news.
But you can still grow it.
Really?
Yeah, you can grow it at home in a container on a windowsill.
That's truly wonderful news.
If it's by itself in a container, it can't harm other plants. And the best part is, you can have fresh mint for your iced tea all year long.
Courtney, you have really great ideas. When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Thanks, Uncle Harry.